finishing up here on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, just a few lines up from the bottom of the Daf. We mentioned the principle of Rava, that Ein Chalola Ela Mi Isur Kahuna. And now we're studying the Pasuk by Kohen Gadol. The Torah tells us Almana ugrusha v'chalola zona es ela lo yikach. And the question is, why did the Torah have to mention chalola? Chalola lama nemar. Why did the Torah in the pasuk of Kohen Gadol have to mention, single out chalola? After all, chalola is included in the iser of a Kohen Hedjot. Why did the Torah feel compelled to add it to the list of Isurim and a Kohen Gadol? After all, Pshita Migra Gara, the Gemara asks, shall we say that the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is lower than that of a Kohen Hedjot? Obviously not. He's also a Kohen Hedjot plus, and therefore all the Isurim that apply to Kohen Hedjot certainly ipso facto apply to a Kohen Gadol. So why did the Torah have to spell out Chalola? And the Braisa answers, Ein Chalola Ela Misure Kahuna, that the Torah wants to emphasize that you can only have a Chalola if she was created by Isure Kahuna. If there was a marriage that was prohibited by the laws that apply to a Kohen, whether it be Almona for a Kohen Gadol or Grusha for a Kohen Hedjot, a Zona, Chalola, in those cases where the prohibition that was violated is Isurei Kahuna, then and only then is there a violation of Chalola. Then the Gemara, the Braisa continues, Zona Lama Nemra. Why did the Torah have to prohibit Zona to a Kohen Gadol? After all, Lo Yehei Garua Mi Kohen Hedjot. Nemar Kan Zona V'Nemar Lahalan Zona. There's an equation here between Zona in the parasha of Kohen Gadol and Zona in the parasha of Kohen Hedjot. Ma kan, just like in the case of Kohen Gadol, Zaro Chulin. The Torah says explicitly, V'lo Yechal Zaro, that as a result of this relationship between a Kohen Gadol and a Zona, the child becomes a Cholol. Aflahal, and so too if a Kohen Hedjot has relations with one of the various Isurei Kahuna, Zaro Chulin, the children become Chalolim, and they're completely excluded from Kahuna. Now, we just have established in this Braisa that Ein Chalola Ela Misurei Kahuna. So that would mean that if a Kohen had an Erva relationship with a woman, the situation here would not be Chalolos. Omar of Ashi Hilkoch, therefore Kohen Haba al Achoso, and here we're turning to Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara understands that as far as the Isur Zona is concerned, any time that a Kohen violates an Erva relationship, and here is a classical case, the Kohen had relations with his own sister, that's an Erva. Zona Mashvile, for sure through this Bia, which is a Bi'ilas Nusa, Bi'ilas Avera, she, the Nivellus, becomes a Zona. And therefore, if a Kohen would have relations with her subsequently, he would get Malkus for the Isur Zona. Chalolo Mashvile. But he doesn't get a second set of Malkus under the prohibition of Chalola. And that's because Ein Chalola Ela Mi Isurei Kahuna. But now watch this. After his first relationship, now she became a Zona through the Bila Savera. Is Baal Leah, he has another relation. Chazar Baal Leah, he has a subsequent relation with her. Now as a Zona, is Asa Chalola. Now he makes her into a Chalola because Zona is already an Isur Kahuna. Now, what's the status of the Vlad of a relationship between a Kohen and an Achoso? And the answer is that this violation of an Iser Erev, an Iser Kares, engenders Mamzeris. But nevertheless, The question is, what is the status of this mamzer who's a product of the birth of a relationship between a Kohen and a Kohen and his own sister, as far as, for example, Truma is concerned? Does he have Kedushas Truma, Kedushas Kohuna as far as Truma? That's going to be a gigantic machlokas. Could you have, paradoxically, a mamzer who's psue kohol, but not psue kahuna? You know, usually we go the other way around. If you have psue kahuna, can we extend that to psue kohol? But here we're saying that maybe you could separate the two to such an extent that someone who's psue kohol as a mamzer is still not psue kahuna, because ein chalolus ela misure kahuna. But again, that only applies in the first beer. The second beer already is already halolus, and if there is a child born from that second bia, that child would certainly be posel kahuna. Om Rabbi Yehuda, kohen gadol be'almana lokesh shtayim. If a kohen gadol marries an almana, he gets two sets of malchus. Achas mishum lo yikach. The Torah says almana grusha v'chalola v'zona lo es'elu lo yikach. The achas mishum lo yichalel. The Torah admonishes a kohen, in this case a kohen gadol, not to be mechalel the woman he has relations with, and in this case that this woman is an almana, he's mechalel es ishto, and that's a result of his bia, and therefore he violates the law of lo yichalel. So with the kedushin, he engenders a chiyuv malchus for lo yikach. With the bi'ila subsequent to that kedushin, he engenders a second set of malchus for violating another iser, a law of lo yichalel. Now, the words lo yichalel refer to chilul ha'isha. Again, back in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshins lo yichalel, lo yichulal, referring to the isha that she becomes psula through the bias kohen. So therefore, the lo yichalel is understood to be a person who violates the law by being mechalel his wife, and that's in addition and independent of the fact that he's being mechalel his zera, the children, the offspring from this relationship. But first and foremost, he's being mechalel his wife. So the Gemara now raises the following objection: Vilke Nami, why doesn't he incur a third lav, Mishum lo yichal zara? Because since his zera is mischalel, the children, the offspring from this relationship are chalolim. And the Gemara answers, Bishalo gomar biyaso, in a case where he violates bia, and the maisa bia with the chaloshem bia was implemented, but nevertheless there's no possibility of having a child from this bia. That's called tchilas bia or hara. And as far as isurei bia is concerned, the Torah recognizes and validates ha'ara, even though there was no gmar bia. And yet, even though through this bia of tchilas bia he is mechalel his wife, but there's no possibility here of being mechalel his zera, and therefore he doesn't get malchus under a third lav of chilul zaro. What the bottom line is that what generates the chilul ishto is the bia itself, whatever constitutes bia, whatever the halacha recognizes as bia and a bia savera, which engenders punishments, in this case it engenders the repercussion of chilul ishto. That's fine, and that for that all you need is ha'ara or tchilas bia. But as far as pregnancy is concerned, and the possibility of through this bia being mechalel, only a bia which is mechal zaro, and in this case there's no possibility of zaro in a tchilas bia situation. Masiv Rava. Rava asks from a Mishnah Masechta Makis, almana, the cases of Kohen Gadol has relations with an almana Ugrusha, and she's also a Grusha, which means there's an overlap here of two different lavim that apply to the same Kohen Gadol. Loka Mishum Shnei Shemos. This is an overlap of two different Isurim, Almona and Grusha, and the Kohen Gadol will get two sets of Malkus. My love, the Gemara says, Shnei Shemos Vesulo. It would seem that there's no possibility of a third violation and a third set of Malkus. One for Almona, one for Grusha, but we just finished saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a Kohen Gadol has a relationship with an Almona, he violates the law of Lo Yechale, which engenders another set of Malkus. Lo, the Gemara says, the Mishnah was not coming to exclude a violation of Lo Yechalel and the repercussions thereof. The Mishnah is only focused on the Shnei Shemos of Almono Grusha to establish that there are two sets of Malkus, and the Mishnah is not talking about whether or not there might be a third set of Malkus, but rather Shnei Shemos, meaning there's a Shem Almono and the Shem Grusha. And not only that, there's a difference between the two. Alzeh, it means for one of them, let's take Almona, there's a lav of Lo Yikach. Ushnei Shemos, Alzeh, in the case of Almona Grusha, the two Shemos of Lo Yechalel. The Mishnah is not at all interested in calculating how many sets of Malkus you're going to incur. What the Mishnah is focused on is that whatever Lavim are violated, there's a separate violation for the fact that she's an Almona, at the same time an additional violation for the fact that she's a Grusha, even though she's one person, which we'll soon see is called Gufim, Guf Echad, as opposed to Gufim Chulakim. And the Gemara calculates that what the if you want to know actually how many sets of Malkus, well, since there's Shnei Shemos, what it means is for every single lav that's being violated here by the Kohen Gadol, there are two Shemos. If he's violating, for example, the lav of Lo Yikach through the marriage itself, then with this woman he violates a twofold set of lavim, of Malkus, for both Almona and Grusha. And if he has beer with her in addition to marrying her, then through that beer he violates Lo Yechalel, and that violation of Lo Yechalel is a double violation, which means one set of Malkus for the fact that she's an Almona, a second for the fact that she is a Grusha. And if my calculation is correct here, 2 times 2 is 4. In fact, there will be 4 sets of Malkus for this combination of marriage and beer. Now, notice that the violation of Lo Yechalel here is not because of the actual chilul, but because of the beer. Notice the chilul is just a description of the beer. It's a beer which creates chilul, or potentially creates chilul, because otherwise, if you talk about creating chilul, and the emphasis here is not on the pu'ula, but on the totsas ha'pu'ula, or shall we say, not on the abstract shame bia, but on the paslus or chilulim that happens as a result of this bia, then it's impossible to maintain that for an almona grusha, in this case, there's a double chilul. I mean, the woman who's having this bia, we'll call her the Ashes Kohen Gadol, she's only mischal once, so how can you have two malchus if the lav of Lo Yechalel is on the creation of the chilul? You can't have double creation of the chilul to engender two sets of malchus, but rather the bi'ila has to be a bi'a which could create chalolos. Enochinami, only the bi'a of Almona will create chalolos, or vice versa, the bi'a of Grusha will create chalolos. But nevertheless, there still is a bi'as Almona, there's a bi'as Grusha, and those two bi'os, insofar as they are bi'os Shedinam Leos Mechalalos, that's enough to define that Be'ila as a Be'ila Mechayeves Malkus. One set of Malkus for Almona, one for Grusha, and so too for Lekicha as well. Ihachi, the Gemara asks, if that be the case, is Amos safe? How would you understand the safe of the mission? It says, Grusha v'chalutza eno chayav ela al achas. Well, okay, I understand why he's not chayav for chalutza, because the isur chalutza to a Kohen is only an isur derabbanon. But in the case of Grusha, what does it mean, eno chayav ela al achas? Well, there should be a double aveira over here, because first you should get malchus for lekuche Grusha, and secondly for chilul Ishto, he's Michal, his wife. So the Gemara answers, Hachi ka'omar, Eino chayev ela al achas,
Uliyom Shnei Shemos.
The Gemara says Einu Chayv Alachas means he's not going to be chayv for the relationship that he has with a chalutza. He's going to be chayev only for the shame grusha, but liolam shnei shemos will get two sets of malkas, one for the lekicha and one for the chilul. Chalutza is not in the picture here because the whole Yisr chalutza is the Rabbana. The Gemara questions that premise. V'chi v'chalutza mid Rabbana. Is it really true that chalutza is only the Rabbana v'asanya we learned in a brisa? And this brisa is interpreting the pasuk of Vayikra Chaf Aleph, Isha Grusha Mi Isha Lo Yikachu, and the Brisa explains, Ainli Ela Grusha. The Torah says Isha Grusha Mi Isha Lo Yikachu, implying that a chalutza is excluded from this lav. But the Brisa says no, Grusha is not coming to exclude Chalutza. Chalutza minayin tamalom v'isha. The pasuk says v'isha grusha. The extra vav is coming to add Chalutza. So al pitor shebichsav, the iser is grusha. Al pitor shebalpeh, the additional iser is Chalutza. So the Gemara answers, Mirabbanan u'kras, machta bi'alma, classical answer of the Gemara, that often we see a drush and we assume it's a drush, a gemura, and it's a doraisa halacha. No, sometimes the drush is nothing more than a smachta, that the chachamim would masmich the divrei and begzera to something that appears in the Torah, to a lashon akra. In this case, to forgetfulness. The purpose of a smachta is to avoid forgetfulness, to make sure that people don't forget the law, because they look into the pasuk, they see the extra vav, and that reminds them, hey, you know what? The Torah is coming to be marbe something. In truth, it's really the chachamim who come to be marbe, and that's the case of chalutza, but to avoid forgetting it, the chachamim found some sort of an asmachta, almost like a remez in the pasuk to that din. And perhaps when the Chachamim take that extra effort to finding an asmachta or remez in the text of the Torah in order to teach the din, that's trying to upgrade the status of the din itself. That it's not a classical Drabbanan. The Ma'aril is quoted as saying that the reason why the Rabbanan added this asmachta is not to give you a memory device, but rather l'chazek es adin, to give the impression that this is a din d'oraisa, that people shouldn't be laid back about if they know it's the Rabbanan. He quotes the Ritva. The Ritva says, Be'etzem ha-Torah hitkavna li'osa drasha sh'roi la'soskein ela sh'ha-Torah lo kavaso chova. It seems to have a unique approach to asmachta. I can read to you his language, but I'm going to just reformulate it in the terminology that I received from my Rebbeim, the brisket, so to speak, the brisket terminology, and that is that what an asmachta means is that the Torah itself did not define the specifics of a mitzvah or an aveira. It gave it over to the Chachamim through their authority to define the parameters and the details of that mitzvah or that aveira. And in that sense, what we're doing is we're really elevating the status of an asmachta to a higher level. It's going to be a kiyum doraisa. Afal Gav, he says, "Shatorah lo kavasa chova masra adavri de chachamim im yirtzu yikveu achova." In any event, Rabbo said, what we're about to embark upon is the machlokes, the very fatal machlokes and famous between Abai and Rava regarding the averos that a kohen violates in having this relationship in beisur. Omar Abai. Kidesh loke, baal loke. Kidesh loke mishum lo yikach, baal loke mishum lo yichale. What it means is that Abai establishes that a kohen who violates one of the Isuri kahuna, he gets a set of malkis for the kedushin, and that's in violation of lo yikach. And another set of malkis for Be'ila. Two sets of malkis. In other words, the language of Ki'ikach, of Kicha, is a language of Kinyan. and that refers to the Maisa Kinyan, the Maisa Kedushin. And then Baal, that's a separate Malkus, not under the law of Lo Yikach, but rather Lo Kamishum Lo Yechalel, because through this Be'ilo is Mechalel's wife. So it comes out that according to Abaye, there are two independent averus. He can violate both of them or just one of them. He may be Makadish her and only violate Lo Yikach if he didn't consummate it with Be'ila. On the other hand, he may have Be'ila without Kedushin outside of the Mizgeret of Kedushin, and that's Malkus Mishum Lo Yechal. If he does both, he's Makadish her and he has Be'ila with her, then he gets two sets of Malkus. Rava Amar Baal Loke, Lo Baal Eino Loke. The Torah, as we'll soon see in the Pasuk, is adding a condition. It's not enough Lekicha, meaning Kedushin, but you need also Chilul Hazera. That means that if he never implements that Kedushin with a Be'ila, then he doesn't get Malkus, even for the Kedushin that he tried to implement. And Rava bases himself on a drasha, my mishum dechsiv lo yikach velo yechalel, which means matam. Why did the Torah say lo yikach mishum lo yechalel? Because through this bia, he's going to be mechal her bibiaso, and therefore kidesh velo baal. If he just married her, but there was no be'ila lo chilul of lo ala of al isa klal, there's no violation whatsoever, because the Torah says lo yechalel, and the act of lekicha of kedushin is not related to chilul. There was no be'ila whatsoever. So kidesh according to Rava velo baal is eino loke. That's not a violation of Lo Yechalel. Lo Yechalel defines the lav of Kiyikach, of Lo Yikach. Now the Gemara says that we can whittle down the breadth or the scope of this machlokes, and the reason for that is Umoda Abaye. Abaye agrees that there is definitely a case within the context of Bios Asuros where there's only going to be a lav on Kedushin. And that's the case of Machzir Gushoso Mishin Nises, a man divorced his wife, she married someone else. Now after getting a get from the second husband, the first husband wants to come back and remarry her. The Torah says in Parashas Ki Tetzei Lo Yuchal Bala Harishon Asher Shilcha Loshuv Lekachto Lios Lo Liish Achrei Asher Hu Tama. In this case, Abai says Sheim Kidesh V'lo Baal Eino Loke. Here Abai agrees that Kedushin per se is not a separate independent law that generates Malkus. And why is that? The Torah says Lekachto Lios Lo Liisha. The pasuk begins with Lo Yuchal Baila Harishon Asher Shilcha Loshuv Ulekachta, and then it says Lios Lo Liisha. And what is Lios Lo Liisha? That means that the kedushin expressed itself or culminated in Bia. So the Lekachta here of Lo Yuchal Lekachta is a lekicha that is lios lo leisha, which means bia v'holeka. And in this case, he was kidesh v'lo baal, and therefore he doesn't get malchus. So again, the universal rule according to Abaye, with one exception, is going to be that lekicha itself is a violation of the lav, and it generates malchus independent of bi'ila, even without bi'ila. And that's based on the pasuk lo yikach. However, in the case of Machzir Gushos, we have an exceptional case because the Torah added to lo yikach lios lo leisha, telling me that you require the be'ila, it's not enough to have the kedushin. The Rosh Hashanah has a discussion according to Abaye, what happens if after the kedushin in the case of Machzor Grusha. So he culminates that with Be'ilah. Does he get two sets of Malkus? Now, if we swing back to Rava for a moment, Rava, in the case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, if at the end, after the Kiddushin, there was a Be'ilah, then he gets Malkus for the Lekicha as well. And Rashash wants to apply that same structure to Abaye in the case of Machzor Grusha, so in such a way that he can violate both Lavim and generate two sets of Malkus, one for the Lekicha and one for the Be'ilah. But it's only when the Lekicha culminates with Be'ilah, then is there a violation of Lekicha. Now the Gemara is going to turn around and say that Rava is Moder to Abaye. In what case? Where does Rava agree that in order to get Malkus for Isur Kahuna, you need Be'ila as well? Moder Rava Bekoin Gadol Be'almona She'imbal V'lokidesh Shaloke. So Rava also admits to an independence here of a separate lav, in that case the lav of Lo Yechalel the Be'ila. So whereas Rav would say Lo Baal Eino Loke, but nevertheless if he was Baal without Kidesh, he would get Malkus for the Be'ila. So we shouldn't think, we shouldn't misinterpret Rava as making here a package in the interdependence here, where you need both Kiddushin and Be'ilah in order to be Chayev. That could have been a valid way of reading Rava, but the Gemara reinterprets Rava to say that Rava does admit that it's not A plus B, and neither A nor B, Kiddushin or Be'ilah, can exist as a violation alone. But rather, if there was Be'ilah even without Kiddushin, that Iser Be'ilah of Lo Yechalel exists alone, even without Kiddushin. So if he was Mekadesh, then he's only Chayav for Kiddushin after Be'ilah. But if he was Boel, he gets a Chiyuv, he's Chayav Malkus, he gets a set of Malkus for the Be'ilah itself. And why? Because of the pasuk v'lo yichalel zaro b'yamav amrachmon of arei hu chilel, through this be'ilah he was mechalel his wife and the almona and her children, and that applies even if there was no kedusha. So therefore, the Torah is specifically earmarking a separate, independent lav of lo yichalel for the case of Baal, even without kedusha. So the machlokas now between Abaye v'Rava boils down to the question of Lekicha without Be'ilah. Of course, in Machzor Grishoso, Abaye agrees, Kuliyamalo plea, that it's not enough to have Lekicha, you need Lekicha plus Be'ilah. But as far as other Isurei Kohun is concerned, then according to Abaye at least, the Kiddushin itself, independent of Be'ilah, would generate a Chiyuv Malkus for Lo Yikach, even though he didn't culminate that with a Be'ilah. Whereas Rav would say, no. Although there is a Lav and a Chiyuv Malkus for Kiddushin, for Lo Yikach, but that's only after the Kiddushin culminates, only if and when the Kiddushin culminates in Be'ilah. And in such a case, he'll be violating two Lav. And we saw already by Machzor Grushoso that only if this Kiddushin culminates in Be'ilah, then and only then is there a violation of the Lav. So the Machlokas now between Abaye v'Rava once again is the case of Baal, of Kidesh v'lo Baal. Ushneem modim b'machzor grushoso she'imbal v'lo kidesh eino loke. Now we spoke about the case of kidesh in machzor grushoso v'lo baal. What's about the flip side? Baal v'lo kidesh. Here too, everyone's on board. There is no malchus. The violation of machzor grushoso requires A plus B, and nothing less will do. It's got to be be'ilah plus kiddushin. And why is that so? Because derech likuchin asra Torah, when the Torah says lo yuchal bala rishna shoshulcha lashuv lekachta, and lekachta means derech likicha, which means derech kiddushin. So if there was kiddushin, then and only then will there be an Iser of Lios Lo Leisha, which means Bia. And therefore you need both Kiddushin and Be'ilah. As we said before, Be'ilah alone, which according to Abai at least, sorry, I stand corrected. Kiddushin alone, which according to Abaye at least, would engender a chiyuv malchus. In the case of Masa Gushos Lekuchen alone, would not engender a chiyuv malchus. And even Be'ilah would not engender a chiyuv malchus because it's Derech Lekuchen Asra Torah. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bas Ger Zachar Kibas Cholol. Just like we know that if a chol marries the Israelis, the child, the daughter of that relationship is a chalola, so too, if the father is not a chol but a ger, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, and we've seen this in the past, that the child has the yichus of the father and is therefore asur l'kuhuna. Tanya, the Bryce explains. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bas Ger Zohar, she's Psul Lakuna, Kibas Cholol Zohar, but didn't know sin. It makes logical sense based on a Kal V'chomer. Ma Cholol Sheba Mitipa Kshera. In the case of a Cholol, we're not talking about the father of the Cholol being a guy. He comes from Tipa Kshera, his father is the Yisrael Kosher, and nevertheless, the Bas of this marriage is Psula L'Kahuna. So if a Kohen has a marriage relationship with a Yisraelis, the child, the daughter, let's say in this case, is Psula L'Kahuna, she's a Chalola. And this we darshened earlier on Daf Ayin Zayin from the Pasuk that said, Zaro Lo, Mahu Mechalel Zaro Av Zaro Mechalel Zaro, and it's passed on through the generations. Is Ger Shabbat Mitipa Psula, how much more so in the case of Ger, who is born to a guy, Einodin, how much more so Shabito Psula, that his daughter should be Psula Lakuna? The Chol has one up and on the Ger, at least his lineage is Jewish. And Gemara says, I don't understand this Kal V'chomer. Malachol Shekein Yitziroso Biavera. There was an Avera done in this, shall we say, productive, reproductive process. The Nivala, who became pregnant, was Nivala Mibias Isur, and therefore the Torah apostles the Bas. But in the case of a Ger, the Ger, even though he was born to non-Jewish parents, nevertheless, there was no Bias Isur in the creation of the Ger. You know, John and Mary were married, but that's fine. And therefore, maybe that's why his Bas is Ksheri Lakuna. And the Gemara answers that that doesn't make any sense to say that there's a Chumrah here in the case of Chol because of Yitziros of Avera. What about the case of Kohen Gadol Balmona Yochiach? She'ein yitziroso ba'averu bito psula. If a Kohen Gadol marries an almana, the vlad, the child born to such wedlock is a psula lekahuna by virtue of the bias isur of Kohen Gadol talmana, even though he, the Kohen Gadol, is not yitziroso ba'averu. Nevertheless, his Bas is Psula Kahuna. At this point, we're back to Rabbi Yehuda's Kal V'chomer and validating it because we slugged up the Kal V'chomer by saying Malachol Sheken Yitzirasa Ba'Avera as if Psula Kahuna is a result of Yitzira Ba'Avera, which is not the case in the case of Ger. No. The Gemara is saying, I'll prove to you that the Chumrah of Bito Psul Lakuna has nothing to do with Yitziroso Ba'Avera, because in the case of a Kohen Gadol, that's not Yitziroso Ba'Avera, and yet the Bas of the Kohen Gadol is Psul Lakuna if the mother was an Almana. And therefore, we can go back and say that once you've neutralized this Svar of Yitziroso Ba'Avera, we go back to Ger, and we say Ger with a Kal V'chomer, should the Bas Ger should be Psula, because she does, in this case, there's no Tipak Shera. Chol at least is coming from a Tipak Shera. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, this is a very strange halacha, that you, a strange piece of logic. You're talking about Kohen Gadol Balmon, and the Kohen Gadol himself was Yitziraso Shaloba Avera, we'll call it. But what about the fact that now the Kohen Gadol is having a relationship with an Almana, and the child born from that relationship is a child of Biyasa Bavera as a result of the Biya Bavera? Maybe that's why the Torah apostles, the Bas of the Kohen Gadol to Anamana. Again, that's not going to help us in the case of Cholol, but for the moment, at least it isolates the case of Ger, and telling you that in the case of Ger, who has a relationship with the Israelis, that relationship is Beheter, and therefore maybe the bas born to that relationship is Ksheira Lakuna. It has nothing to do with the case of Kohen Gadol Balmana, where the Bia itself that is responsible for the Leda of this Bas is a Bia Savera. That's what engenders Psul Kuna. The Gemara says, no, you have no right to limit yourself to Kohen Gadol Balmana and say that, oh, the Psul of the Bas is a result of the Bia Savera. What about Cholol Yochiach? In the case of Cholol, who has a relationship with the Israelis, that's a relationship of Heter. There's no Bias Avera. And nevertheless, the Bas is Psula. And if that be the case, let's go back to the derivation from Cholol. And now we're shifting over to what's called, not a Kal V'chomer, but a Bameh Atzad, the Chazar Adin. Lo Roi Zeh, Keroi Zeh. In other words, in the case of Cholol, we don't have Yitziraso Be'avera, and yet there's a Psul in the Zera. In the case of Kohen Gadol, we don't have Yitziraso Be'avera, but we have a Bia Be'avera. And therefore, Atzad HaShavah Shemahem, She'enon Berov HaKol, is Afani Ovius Hager, She'enon Berov HaKol, is Bito Psula. So what's the Atzad HaShavah? The Tzad HaShavi is telling you that there is no particular midah that you've isolated so far, which would exclude the case of Ger, the exclusion of Ger, that would work, that would operate for both Cholol and Kohen Gadol Bialmana. Because if you're going to tell me, well, Cholol is a case of Yitziraso Be'avera, the Cholol was born to an illegitimate wedlock in laws of Kahuna, then what about the case of Kohen Gadol Almana? And then you can tell me, well, Kohen Gadol Almana is a case of a Bias Avera. So neither of these two principles can be the Gorem Hapsul. You can't say the Gorem Hapsul is Yitziraso Ba'aver, because you'll have to face the music as far as Kohen Gadol Balmana. You can't say that it's Bias Avera that is the Gorem Hapsul, because what are you going to do with Cholol? And therefore, if we want to find some common denominator in these two cases of Bito Psula, namely the case of Cholol and the case of Almana Kohen Gadol, the answer is She'eno Berov HaKohol. In other words, there's a distinction in this case that separates them from the Rov HaKohol. Again, in one case, it's cause of Yitziraso Ba'avera, and that's the case of the Chol. In the case, in another case, that's Almana Kohen Gadol, it's because of Biyaso Ba'avera. But whatever the case is, the bottom line, if it's Eino Berov HaKohol, either because of Chalolus or because of the Israel Mona Lekoin Gadol, is Afani Ovius Hager She'eno Berov HaKol. Which means the following, that the Ger also has this lowest common denominator, this Midah of Eino Berov HaKol, because he was Nolad Mitipa Psua. He was Nolad from Goyen. So that's also called Eino Berov HaKol. Eino Berov HaKol means that in some sense, you know, there's some deviation from the general rule, whether it's Chalolus, whether it's Gerus, whether it's a Bia Bavera. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Mal Tzad HaShavah Shebehen, Shekein Yesh Behem Tzad Avera. whether it's Yisirasa Ba'aver in the case of Chalol, or Biyasa Ba'aver in the case of Amon Lekohen Gadol, there is an Avera being done, being implemented. But in the case of Ger Haba Al Yisraelis, there was no Avera whatsoever. And therefore, why should we derive the conclusion that Bito Psula? So even if you can't tell me it's Einam Arov Kol, but it's not. There's no element of an Avera that kicks in over here that plays a role and causes any sort of psul. Now the Gemara wants to derive it to a Bas Ger from a Kal V'Chomer from Bas Cholol. That was the original logic, and the Gemara rejected it because Cholol was Yitzirasa Ba'Avera. And now the Gemara is saying, as we move forward, then maybe for this reason, the psul of the bas is generated because of this concept of yitzirasa bavera. And lo tema, the Gemara is going to say, well, if you'll argue, you'll counter argue, say, well, you know, it can't be yitzirasa bavera because the kohen gadol bal mani yochiyah, there is no yitzirasa bavera. And yet the bas is psula, as we saw before, because of biyaso bavera, ela emar mitri rishon yochiyah. Perhaps I can prove to you from mitri rishon that even if ain yitziroso bavera and ain biyaso bavera, nevertheless the bas is psula. Right, because the Torah says Ad Dar Shlishi, so the second dar from the relationship with the Mitzri Rishon. So again, this Mitzri was Geyer. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but here instead he married a Mitzris. Right, so a Mitzri Rishon married a Mitzris, and it's not Yitzirasa Ba'aver. There's no Aver going on over here, and there's not Biyaso Ba'avera. I'm saying there's not Yitzirasa Ba'avera because the relationship between a Mitzri and a Mitzris is not doesn't entail any violation of Avera. So that's not Yitzirasa Ba'avera. Velo Biyaso Ba'avera. And in this case, a Mitzri Rishon marries a Mitzris. And the Girsa here of Mitzris is Mitzris Rishona. In other words, he's a Ger, this Mitzri, and she's a Gioris. And there's no Avera for them to marry each other. The next generation, however, is still Pasul Kohol, because a Mitzri can only come to the call with Dar Shlishi. So we see that it's not Yitzirasa Ba'aver, and it's not Biyasa Ba'aver, and the Bas is still Psul Lava Bakol. So Gemara answers, Mala Mitzri Rishon Shekain Eino Roy Lava Bakol. Now it's Ger at least is Roy Lava Bakol. A Mitzri Rishon that we're dealing with now in this case is not Roy Lakol. So Gemara answers, Cholol Yochiach. Chol is Mutal Lava Bakol, and yet his Bas is Psula. So you see that when you're talking about the issue of Psul Bito, of Psul Beso, that has nothing to do with the heter himself or the person to come into call. A Cholol, paradoxically, is Muta Lekol, and yet at the same time the child is Psula Lekahuna. Is V'chazra Adin Lo Roi Zeh K'Roi Zeh. So we don't have the cause of Yitzirasa Ba'aver that we have in Chol to create the psul. In the case of Mitzri Rishon, that's not Yitzirasa Ba'aver. We don't have the reasoning of Eino Roy Lava Bakol that causes the psul, because Chol, even though Bito's psula, he himself is Roy Lava Bakol. And therefore what we should say is Hatzara Shavasha Bahen She'enon Barov Kol Ubito Psula Faniovies Hager She'enon Barov Kol Ubito Psula. So we come back to that logical Rov Kol, meaning that we have some sort of Mida here that is different than Rov Kol, whether it's Yitzirasa Ba'avera, whether it's a Maisa Bias Avera, or whether it's the fact that there's a lineage here of those who are Einam Ruvim B'Kol. All these are included under the same rubric and derived with a Loroi Zekroi Zeh, one from the other, to establish a Psul in the Zerah. Again, if you ask me why Gioris or Ger is not considered Berov Kol, you're going to have to say because it's a case of Tipa of Tipa Psula. Sigmar rejects this. Mala Tzadash Avahem Shehen Shekein Poslin Viviyasam. In all these cases of a Cholol or a Mitzri Rishon, there's a din that the wife is nifselis lekuhunim through that bia. That's not true for the case of a ger. It's only true for the case of a ger mitzri. But with the exception of that case, and if we take gerus or gerim, I should say, as a broad scope and an all inclusive category or unit, it's there's no din in postalis ishto. So when is Poselos Ishto Bibiyoso? That's Halmona L'Kohen Gadol, that's Cholol, and Mitzri Rishon. All these cases are Bito Psula. But if there's no Avera at all, Bibiyoso, then there's no Psula Nezera. So the premise here, which we've already seen earlier on Adaf Ayin Dalinum in Beis, is that a Ger Mitzri Poselos his wife Bibiyoso. Again, he has to be a mentation, Shonav Yomech Roy Lubia. But if he's a Ger Mitzri and he's above the age of 9, then he passels his wife Bibiyoso. And certainly a Cholol passels his wife Bibiyoso, as we've seen over and over again. That's why the child is, the Bas is a Cholol Psul Kohen. But that has nothing to do with Ger, who marries a Gioris. In such a case, there's no din of passeling Ishto Bibiyoso. So the Gemara now has really been rejected different possible roads or venues of deriving Bas Ger Zohar Psul Lekuhuna. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda, on what basis does he derive his conclusion that the daughter of a Ger is Psul Lekuhuna? And the Gemara answers, Ger Nami Posel Bibiyoso. A Pella of a Chiddushir of Rabbi Yehuda. And that is that a Ger, through his Bia, apostles a woman. Umaisi La, and how does he know this? Bameatzad Mehai Dina. He derives it from this whole complicated Meatzad. But let's go over Rabbi Yehuda's derivation, leading to the conclusion that Ger apostles his wife Bibiyoso, just like we had a Pameat Sad with regard to Bito Nifselis Lekuhuna and Ma Cholol Shebo Mitipa Kshera Posel Bibiyoso is Ishto is Ger Shebo Mitipa Psulo Kol Shkein Sheifsol Bibiyoso is Isha. So you see that the same exact structure and logic of a Kal Vachomer that we applied according to Rabbi Yehuda to derive the Bas Psula can be used to derive Ishto Psula. And if you'll answer, wait a minute, a Chol is Yitziraso Bavera, we're going to talk about Ger Mitzri, which is Ein Yitziraso Bavera. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to derive from Chol and Ger Mitzri of Einom Barov Kol Uposlim Es Ishto Es Ha'isha Bibiyasa. And therefore, a ger, a regular ger, not a ger mitzri, who's eino barov kol, he too is poselos ishto bibiyoso. And once you arrive that conclusion that ger, a regular ger, is poselos ishto bibiyoso, which we saw again in the case of chol and ger mitzri, is therefore now we can learn the din of bas ger from bas chol. And we can derive the din of Bas Ger from Bas Cholol, with the Bameh Tzad of Cholol and Ger Mitzri, to prove that and establish that the Ishto is Psua in the case of Ger. And we cannot push it aside and reject it and say that the reason for the Psul is because of Biyosom Posel Sisi Ishto for this reason and for that reason. It comes out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bias Ger, a regular classical Ger, Pasel Zisha, that's the bottom line. Now the Mishnah presents the Shita of Eliezer ben Yaakov in the case of Yisrael who marries a Gioris, which is the flip side, and the Bas of such a marriage is Ksheru Lakuna, but a Ger who marries a Bas Yisrael also is Bito Ksheru Lakuna. And in that sense, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Mekil, where Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir in the case of Ger Shenasa Bas Yisrael. And once again, you have to explain, as Rashi does here, Divrei Maskil Rabbi Eliezer, because we're talking about Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov here, who holds that the Tzad HaShavah that we had before is not viable. Is not acceptable. Because there are two different Malamdim here, and each one has a Chumrah. In the case of Cholol, it's Yitziras HaBavera. In the case of Mitzri Rishon, the Chumrah is Eroi Lovo Bakal. And that's called the Tzad Chomor. The Gemara at the beginning of Makkos has something called the Tzad Chomor. When there's a Tzad HaShoveh in a Chumrah, even if the Chumras are different one from the other, but they both have the Chumrah, then that itself is a reason why we cannot derive a Binyan Av or call it a Tzad HaShoveh from those two cases. They each have the Chumrah. So we have the Chumrah of the Mitzri Rishon in that he's Einaroi Lov Makol as opposed to a Ger. We have the Chumrah of Cholol, which is Yitziroso De'Avera, which doesn't apply to a Ger. And therefore, in the case of a Ger, we don't have a B'mat Tzad according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, from which we derive that there's a P'sul in the Bas. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Giores P'chusa Mibas Sholo Shom V'yom Echad, Ksheira Lakuhuna. And you recall that we learned that according to Rav Shimon, the reason why a Gioris is Psul Lakuna is because she was Ru'il Abia, and that's only after 3 years old. Here the Gioris took place when she was a young tat. She was less than 3 years old, Shenemar. And he now proves it from a parsha Melchemes Midjan. Moshe commands the Anshei Tzava, the military brigades of the army who came back from the war with various captives. He says, "V'chol hataf banoshim." I'll read the whole pasuk. "Ashalo yadu mishkav zochar hachayu lachem." And the question is, what does that mean? Hachayu lachem for you. Now keep in mind that amongst these soldiers, the Anshei Tzava, who went out to this battle against Midian, Halo Pinchas Haya Imoen, Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was amongst them. And despite that fact, it says, Chachayu Lachem, which means that you can marry them. Now, what does that mean, you can marry them? If it's a case of taf, the pasuk says we're called taf banoshim. Maybe the word taf hachyu lachem, that you're allowed to marry, is a reference to a gioris chusa mibashol shonim. That since she's not ruil abia, there's no bias goy to pasul her, and therefore the kohen, in this case Pinchas, is allowed to marry her. So amongst the captors from Midian, they took young girls and they were megaya them, and these girls were less than 3 years old. So what about the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon who say that any Gioris is Asura Lekoen. It doesn't matter when the Gioris took place, even if it took place when she was 2 years old. What is Hachyu Lachem? And the answer is La Vodim. Keep them alive and use them as avodim ulishvachos. So now let's give a little bit of a summary and an overview of all the different shitos that we studied with regard to bas gerim. And basically in the Mishnah we saw already three shitos, and in the Braisa four. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a bas ger is psula lakuna, even though this ger was married to Yisraelis. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if there was a Jew in this relationship, right, Tzad Echad Yisrael, then the Bas is Kshera. Only in the case of a Ger and a Gioris that married each other, then the bas is psula. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer said that if Yisrael marries a Gioris or a Ger marries a Bas Yisrael, the Bas is Kshera. Only if they're both Gerim, then the child is Psula Kuna. Then we have Rabbi Yossi, who says that even a Ger who marries a Gioris, the Bas is Kshera. But again, it has to be that Hora'asa Veleidasa B'Kedusha. And Rabbi Shimon and the Brises of the opinion that's a fourth sheet, that even a Gioris herself can marry a Kohen. And in that sense, none of the other sheetos in the Mishnah, whether it's Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Rabbi Lezer, even Rabbi Yossi, would allow the Gioris herself to marry a Kohen. That's where Rabbi Shimon comes in his Brises and says that if she was a Gioris before the age of three, she can marry a Kohen. The Kulon Mikra Echadarshu. The Gemara establishes that all these shitos, these four shitos, evolve from the same pasuk. Almano Grushalo Yikhula Hem Nashim Kiim Besulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Adi Is Kol Zera Mi Yisrael. Notice you need absolute Zera Mi Yisrael. If the Zera is coming from the father and he's not a Yisrael, he's a Ger. The Bas Ger Zohar is Psula. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Zohar Mi Zera. You don't need Kol Zera, but Mi Zera. That means when it says Lo Yikhu, etc., etc., that's Afilu Mikta Zera. In other words, if only one of them is Mizera Yisrael, let's say, for example, the mother is Mizera Yisrael, so it was a Ger, Shenosa, Bas Yisrael, Yisraelis, is he's willing to be Machshir because it's already considered Miktas Zera, Mi Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, Misha Nizru'u Bi Yisrael, meaning Hora'asa, the pregnancy took place, the conception, B'Kedusha, after they were Mizgaya, that's called already Zera Yisrael. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai adds, Sovar Misha Nizru Besuleha Bi Yisrael. In other words, Misha Godlo Venigru Besuleha Misha Bo Lechlal Yisrael. She became Ru'uya Labia and her Besulim were complete after she already came Bechlal Yisrael, meaning she already before she was 3 years old, she was Nisgayer. Amalei Rav Nachman LeRava, and here we turn to Daf Ayin Chesam and Beis. Hai Kra Resha becoming Gadol, the Sefer becoming Hedjot. Very strange. The pasuk that we're darshaning here, and I'm sorry we didn't mention that earlier, but back on Daf Ayin Zayin, I'm sorry, Daf Ayin Chesam and Aleph, the pasuk was in Yechezkel Mem Dalet, one of the Haftorahs that we read, Pashas Emor in this case, and describes and addresses the laws of Almona and Grusha. That pasuk has a Pella in it, because it says, Lo Yikhu Lahem Noshim Ki Im Besuos, and that Pasuk is addressing clearly a Kohen Gadol. He's only allowed to marry Besuos, but the Sefer of that very Pasuk, it says, V'almona Shatia Alman Mi Kohen Yikachu, we're talking about a Kohen Hedjot, who's allowed to marry an Almona. So at the beginning of the Pasuk, we're talking about a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry any woman except for Basula, and then the Torah addresses the Kohen Hedjit, Amalei in. So even though Rav Nachman was very astonished by such a thing, Rav says we have a precedent, we can take a Pasuk and split it up into two. And Rav Nachman turns to Rav, he says, V'kosav Kra Hachi, do you have such a precedent? Amalei in, yes. Dechsiv, a pasuk in Shmuel Anavi, it says, V'ner Elokim Terem Yichbe U'Shmuel Shochei V'Heichal Hashem. It sounds like Shmuel is sleeping in the Heichal of Shiloh. And that's impossible. Falo, we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, Ein Yeshiva Bazor L'Malchi Beis David Bilvad. So how can Shmuel possibly, he's not a melech, how can he possibly sleep in the Heichal? Ella, but rather you have to read it in such a way, you have to split the pasuk into two halves. Ner Elohim Terem Yichbe Behechal Hashem. So you have to read the pasuk as if you leave out the word Shmuel Shochev and the Behechal Hashem goes back to the beginning of the pasuk. And what it means is that the Nair of the menorah stands Beheichal Hashem and the Heichal, and that's on a regular basis, Terem Yichbeh, continuously. And then you read it, Ushmuel Shochev, and where Shmuel laying down to sleep in Komo, that's called the base Mishmar Levim. So you see already a precedent, says Rav to Rav Nachman, of a pasuk that has to be split into two halves, and it refers to two different things. Once the Gemara picks up this pasuk in Yechezkel, it's going to continue with this pasuk in Yechezkel and analyzing it until we finally get to the Mishnah in the middle of Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The pasuk in Yechezkel says, "V'almana asher tia almana mikohen yikachu." Now, what does that mean? You need an almana shenasamol mikohen in Yisrael lo. Does it mean that kohen can only marry an almana who is married to a kohen first and he died, but not from Yisrael? Hachi kam, you have to reinterpret the pasuk. Mikohen yikachu, mishar kohen yikachu. What does it mean? The pasuk means to say, Mishu Mishar Kohenim. In other words, he's not a Kohen Gadol, then Yikachu, then he's allowed to marry this Halmana. And the pasuk is telling us, Halmana Shatia Almana, even if she's an Almana from Yisrael, not from a Kohen, Mikohen Yikachu, is as long as he's one of the other Kohenim, he's not the Kohen Gadol, he can marry this Almana. Tanya Mihochi, Mikohen Yikachu, Mishar Kohenim Yikachu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, I have a different shot in the pasuk, and that is min hamasiyim lekahuna yikachu, only from those who are roy lios masiyim as bito lekahuna they can marry. The pasuk is coming to exclude the almana of a ger, that since she was married to a ger and now she became an almana, the daughter cannot marry a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Tanakama. Litaime, according to his, you know, he's very consistent. Tiomer, he says in the Mishnah, Bas Ger Zohar Kibas Chol Zohar, that the daughter of a father who's a Ger has the same status of the daughter of a father of a Cholol, meaning she cannot marry Kohen. Kol Shatanose Bito, Atanose Almenoso, Vechol Shei Atanose Bito, I Atanose Almenoso. The Kohen can only marry Bito because he could have married the Almana. But in the case of a Ger, Iatanosi Almanoso, because she's Nifsala Minakuhuna, and therefore the Bas is Psula Kuhuna. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Ger Shanasa Giores. Right, that we saw before, the Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that even a ger who marries the Gioris, the Bas, is Kshera. Omer Rav Hamnuna Mishmei De'ula Halacha K'Rav Yossi. V'chein Omer Rav Barachona Halacha K'Rav Yossi. You have two Amoroyim who accept the Shita like Rav Yossi. But of Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the Minig L'maisa is that Nagu Kohenim Silsul, they gave themselves an upgrade, and a Maila B'Yuchsin B'Atzman, K'Rav Lazar Ben Yaakov. And therefore, only if one of the two parents was a Ger, but the other one was the Yisrael, only then would they marry the daughter of such a marriage. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li Huna, Bali Molech, if somebody comes to ask me the question, Halacha L'maisa, he's a Kohen, he wants to marry this girl, and she comes from Gerim, Morim Lo, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, that he can only marry this daughter if one of her two parents was a Yisrael. Nasa, but if he wants to marry the daughter of both of a marriage between both a Ger and a Gioris, then you know what? Nasa, if he already went ahead and married her, Ein Motzino Sami Menu, Ki Rav Yossi, we could rely on the Sheet of Rav Yossi that even if both parents are Gerim, the child is Kshera Likahuna. And Bli Neder, the next Shia, will pick up the Mishnah on Daf Ein Ches Amid Beis.